Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Oh, hello, this is Maria, and I have a charge for $7.45. Can you tell me for what was this charge?
Right, could I have your zip code?
32714.
Your first and last name?
Maria Morales.
Thank you. I see an account match your name. Could you verify your address?
114 North Weathersfield Avenue, Altamont Springs, Florida, 32714.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. There was a purchase here for a purifier. It was made on the 19th of January. And then you.
Purifier.
Yes, ma'am. And what was the street name of that address again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
114 North Weatherfield.
Thank you. So it was for our purifier. It was for $7.95 on the 19th of January. Does that sound familiar to you, ma'am?
Okay, how much do you say?
It was for $7.95, and then there was a $39.99 charge on the 7th of
But
February
why was I charged $39.99?
for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club. That's the company that supplies the purifier.
Is it subscription? Because when I ordered it, it didn't say anything about a subscription.
Yes, ma'am.
It
So
only
it was
said.
stated in the terms and conditions, but I can get it canceled for you. If you would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, please. You can cancel because I didn't read that part.
Right, so C as in Charlie, 258 936
Okay.
678.
Six, seven. Is this, what is this number?
So that's to let you know your account has been canceled. You won't be billed any future charges.
So you're going to charge me $39.99? I didn't know I had to pay that.
Yes,
All I
ma'am.
have, I all I have that I had to pay just for the shipping, and it said for free. The purifier, I will get for free, and all I have to pay is $7.95. And that $39.99 didn't say anything about a subscription at all. I read it didn't say that.
Yes, ma'am. So it was stated in the terms and conditions. I do apologize
No,
about that. I can give you a 35%
no.
refund.
No. It was not there. A refund for how much do you say?
A 35% refund.
And how much would that be? Because I didn't know about that. It didn't say anything about a subscription. But and what would the subscription be for?
For it was for the Consumer Buyers Club. They allow you to purchase more items such as the purifier, and they have things like a pulse oximeter, dash cams, flashlights, things like that. They sell different gadgets, but I can do a 50% refund.
I don't know because it didn't say anything, and I don't have any papers that said that I have a subscription with Better Deals. I have no papers that said I have a subscription because it didn't say anything. All I have is said that I can get for free, and it was $7.95. And it didn't say anything about a subscription. That's not right. I want that to be removed completely because it didn't say anything about a subscription. And when I have subscription before, I get papers telling me that I have subscription with them.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize about that. The best I can do is a 50% refund and get the account canceled.
How much percent you said?
50%.
Did you say 50?
Yes, ma'am.
50%?
Yes, ma'am.
So how much? Only half of it?
Yes, ma'am. So I can get that process for you. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
So how much are you, I'm going to have to pay you?
Okay, give me 1 second. All right, so that'll be, give me 1 second. I do apologize. It'll be $19.99. You'll have to pay us $19.99.
I have to pay $19.99.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can return it?
No, ma'am. We don't accept the items back due to COVID.
And I have a question. It said that if I plug it, the wall is going to get yellow. So I don't understand that. I haven't plugged it in because the wall is going to get yellow.
Well, I haven't heard anything about the purifier making the walls turn yellow. I know if you continuously make sure that the water is always clean, then you shouldn't have that problem.
So there is no water for this purifier. It's the one that you plug on the wall. Let me get the instruction because I have nobody else to call. This is the only number that I have. And I haven't plugged it at all because he said that it's going to get the wall yellow.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize. I processed a 50% refund.
He said that it's for free and now I have to pay so much money. It's not true. There was no, it didn't say anything about a subscription. This is not right. Okay, let me see. Right here on the papers, it said right here. Let me see. Okay, let's see. You just plug in the power supply and press the switch. Please use it more than 0.5 m above the ground. This product is not for children. Okay, if water solution is available, please do not buy any. Do not use the equipment in the underway. Do not use the system. Do not do it correctly.
All right, well, I do apologize okay. About that, ma'am.
Okay, but and don't hang up because you're the only person that I can talk to. It said, please paste transferring glue or other sticker on the wall corresponding to the brush of the back of the product because the long-term release a negative ion at a short distance will change the color of the wall. So I don't understand this instruction. It said place paste transferring glue or other sticker on the wall corresponding to the brush on the back of the product.
Okay. So I do have a, let's see. So I do have here a customer service email that you can email them because I just handled the customer support. I don't know anything about the turning the wall green or yellow. I haven't heard anything of that. But there is, let's see here. So are you ready for the email? You can email them and ask them the question.
Do you have a telephone number? Because they're not going to email me back.
So we're the customer support. If I give you the phone number, it'll come to our company directly.
But it says here that we're trying to go yellow. But I don't understand. This is not right. I want my money completely. Because this, I cannot use this toy powder. It's going to make the wall yellow. It's just, I just read it to you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize about that. I don't know anything about it turning the wall yellow. I did process your 50% refund for you, and I did get your account canceled. All I would suggest is making sure that you have a safe distance between the product and the wall, as it stated, so that way you won't turn your walls yellow or anything. But is there anything else I could do for you, ma'am?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know why people have to lie.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm sorry about that.
But they did. Because they didn't say at all that I had to pay for a subscription. And I have no papers that said that.
Yes, ma'am. So it's stated in the terms and conditions. If you go back to the website, you'll see it.
On my screen, nothing of that came up. Nothing. Nothing came up. Just said that all I have to pay is $7.95, and that's it. It didn't say anything about paying a subscription.
Okay, ma'am. So what I did for you, I got everything processed. Is there anything else? I'm sorry about it, but it was stated in our terms and conditions.
And how much you have to pay?
So I gave you half of your money back. I gave you a 50% refund already. All right, well, thank you for calling customer service, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of your day. Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I still think that you should refund me my $40 because there was nothing.
Okay, so let me speak with my supervisor, ma'am. Let me put you on a brief hold. So I did speak with my supervisor, ma'am. She did tell me to go ahead and de-escalate the call by processing the full refund for you. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
And that was the $39.99?
Yes, ma'am.
Full refund?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.